This is ABC News. Another state is putting abortion rights on the ballot for November.
The ballot question circles around a Montana Supreme Court ruling from 1999 that says the constitutional right of privacy in Montana protects the right to an abortion. Republican lawmakers there passed a law last year saying the right to privacy does not protect abortion. Now voters will have the final say. In every state where an abortion ballot question was put in front of the voters, supporters of abortion rights won. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
The FAA is ordering inspections of Boeing 787 planes following an issue with the engine anti-ice duct. Boeing had told airlines to inspect those parts last year, but the FAA order makes those inspections mandatory. The directive comes after a report of heat damage around the ducts that could lead to structural damage. The FAA is estimating that the order covers 110 airplanes in the United States. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I know I'm ready to start my opioids recovery journey because I've got courage, support, and meds. Yeah, meds. See, opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, kind of like heart disease or diabetes. And now, there are effective meds out there that work to curb the cravings and, when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I found out that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Learn how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
Feeling congested? At Navage, we know life is better when you can breathe freely. Congestion shouldn't ruin your summer. That's why people just like you turn to Navage, a revolutionary and easy way to help clear nasal passages. Using gentle suction, Navage removes allergens, dust, and mucus in just 30 seconds. It's fast, gentle, and incredibly effective. Try Navage and get on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better. Fast.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched 7 innings, allowing the Cardinals just one hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. Yeah, it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. Just have to do what you could do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 50, and a mostly sunny forecast into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers and storms tomorrow night in early Friday, then clearing Friday afternoon and a high around 80. Heating up into the weekend, well into the 80s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Join us on our next show for the last day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, live with Trygve Olson and more. It's going to be a party. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is a Civic Media News special report. Continuing live coverage from the DNC in Chicago, we now join WCPT and Mike Crute.
People of the Democratic Party, including former President Bill Clinton, he gave a speech today. I think he might have gone a little bit long, Tom.
I think they might have axed a couple of the scheduled guests.
They might have had to move a few things out of the way.
He may have gone off prompt a few times, the former president.
But a 10-minute speech probably took 30 for Bill.
Well, you know, he likes to get his in as well.
And the old and the new. We had Hakeem Jeffries, yeah, the new minority leader of the Democratic House Representatives. And, of course, the former, the most powerful and perhaps the most effective Speaker of the House in the history of the U.S. Congress, Nancy Pelosi. And obviously, Nancy hasn't always gotten the best press here in regards to her strident encouragement of Joe Biden to step down. I thought it was very telling the other night, Monday night, Joe's night, and Nancy Pelosi was just hugging on a "We Love Joe" sign. It was a nice optic. It was a nice visual. And,
well, listen, Nancy Pelosi didn't get to be the most effective speaker in the House of Representatives in United States history by not understanding the situation, reading the room, and knowing a little bit something about politics. You know, she knew, lots of people knew, but, you know, she encouraged. And my understanding from the reporting that she never actually had a conversation specifically with the president about him stepping back from the campaign, and perhaps there were some, backroom calls, staff to staff, those kinds of things. But it was certainly an important move by this president, a historic move by the president to step down, a selfless move by this president, something that really in some ways obviously didn't just set the stage for Kamala Harris, but I think set the tone. I mean, when you go into this campaign that now has been, concentrated on joy and freedom and service and bringing people together, a lot of that starts with the selfless act, and that act happened to be, in this case, stepping back from the campaign, recognizing the shortfalls and the concerns that he may have a problem getting elected. And he, as Joe Biden said, "I love this job, but I love my country more." That selfless act really started this entire thing.
And Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, did a great job rhetorically contrasting Donald Trump's attitude. What'd he tell us? Stop counting the lies and start counting the eyes.
Yes.
How many times he says, "I, me,
me." And he starts out, like an opera singer. "Me, me, 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 me." And that Kamala Harris and Walls will start with "you, you, 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 you." And, of course, bringing out the obvious. What the hell is Donald Trump doing talking about the late, great Hannibal Lecter? What?
Well, his co-pilot, J.D. Vance, sort of weird guy. J.D. Vance was, making analogies that we're going to deport, mass deportations, and it'll just be like the gangs of New York. Because if you allow immigrant populations to live in proximity to one another, Dom, it's inevitably going to lead to violence. Like in the movie, Gangs of New York.
Come on, man.
And that apparently is how J.D. Vance intends to move policy. Just saying.
I don't know if these guys ever watched the movies that they quote. Did Donald Trump ever get through Silence of the Lambs? Do you recognize that Hannibal Lecter is not your hero? That's not something you want to aspire to?
Hey, speak for yourself, sir.
Well, I'm just saying. Does Donald Trump confuse asylum with a mental insane asylum,
like seeking asylum from political prosecution with an insane asylum?
I mean, really, for real, man. I mean, it's embarrassing. And some of the themes and the criticisms that we've heard from the speakers over the last couple of days, I think are very effective. And one of them I really, really like was calling him small. He's small, small-minded. He's small in every way. Not just small hands and concerned about small crowds. He is a small, pitiful, I'll add that one, human being. And it's no reason to be near the Oval Office ever again. Good God.
And Bill Clinton contrasted that, that Kamala Harris would start every day thinking about you.
How about the economic numbers? 51 million jobs since the end of the Cold War, I think is what the comparison was. 50 of those million jobs under Democratic administrations, 1 million under Republican administrations. That's a hell of a statistic. I mean,
that's a hell of a ratio.
Yeah,
50 to 1. You know, when you actually look at history and stop believing Republicans, the history suggests that Democrats are really the party that's good for the economy. The economy grows under Democrats, and it usually has a bubble that bursts under Republicans because they encourage that, right?
Yes.
Cheap money policies, etc. Here's something I find encouraging, and you're listening to Day 3 of the DNC from the United Center in Chicago. But new polling would seem to suggest that Kamala Harris is really starting to run away, especially with female voters. New polling at thehill.com. Vice President Harris boasts a 13-point lead over former President Trump among female voters in a new poll. They call it a notable edge with a major voting block that could be critical for her ticket in November. Yes, I can't believe there's 38% of women that would still support Donald Trump in this nation, but Kamala Harris is at 51%, according to Economist YouGov polling. Now, Trump does still lead with dudes, with pros. He saw a 7-point lead amongst men, but I would say the electorate is about 51% women at this point. If you go out there and vote, it's all over but the crying.
Well, it's almost like the women in this country, some of them took some exception to, you know, Donald Trump's treatment of women, Donald Trump being an adjudicated rapist. Or that his sidekick J.D. Vance would call childless women with cats a plague upon this country. And oh yeah, by the way, postmenopausal women have one true goal, one true purpose in life is to watch the grandkids,
or perhaps to be a governor.
Also work to protect
Catherine Cortez Masto. She is,
during that time,
pardon me, senator
Kamala
from the great state of Nevada. That's obviously
AGs
one of the swing states.
The
she's speaking now at the DNC here at the United
Mexican
Center
officials.
In Chicago.
Now,
we'll
we
listen
work
live.
Together to put transnational criminals and drug smugglers behind bars. Holding criminals accountable, that's Kamala Harris.
Isn't Donald Trump a convicted criminal?
Yes.
Listen, and when we took
times.
On human traffickers, Kamala had us meet with survivors.
Human traffickers?
So that we could understand.
Didn't Trump ride in Lolita Airlines? With...
Standing up for
well,
justice.
Had a rent
that's
plane
Kamala
recently.
Harris.
God.
Both Trump Force
so
One and Trump Force Two
me,
have had recent
me
mechanical
when I
problems.
Say, I know
Stop
she will fight
your
for our families and our freedoms. Now, we must fight for her. Every vote matters. I know. In 2016, Nevadans elected me, the granddaughter of a baker from Mexico, to serve as the first Latina in the United States Senate. I'll tell you what. And in 2022, my reelection came down to 7,928 votes. Because of voters in Nevada, the Democrats won the Senate majority. And I'm here to tell you, we can do it again. We can send Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to the White House. Are we ready to do it? Are we ready to fight? Let's get it done, Chicago. Thank you, everyone.
That was the Honorable Catherine Cortez Masto, Senator from the great state of Nevada. 7,600 votes, the differential. Those sound like Wisconsin-like elective margins. We had a Supreme Court race decided in our state by under 6,000 votes. In the last two presidential races, by about 21,000 votes.
21,000, yeah. Every vote counts. The get-out-the-vote mechanism, the efforts over these next 76 days is going to be super, super important.
Another rising star in the Democratic Party, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania. Some suspected he would be the VP choice. He was not. But he has been a very dynamic campaigner and surrogate for Walz Harris. Here he is, Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania. Saw him yesterday.
Generation has embraced that responsibility. Ordinary Americans rising up, demanding more, seeking justice. And in every chapter of our American story, we've made progress and advanced the cause of freedom. Today we find ourselves writing that next chapter. Will we be a nation defined by chaos and extremism? Or will we choose a path of decency, honor, and continued progress? Kamala Harris, well, she has spent her entire career making progress. Donald Trump, a man with no guardrails, wants to take away our rights and our freedoms. And listen, while he cloaks himself in the blanket of freedom, what he's offering isn't freedom at all. Because hear me on this, it's not freedom to tell our children what books they're allowed to read. No, it's not. And it's not freedom to tell women what they can do with their bodies. And hear me on this, it sure as hell isn't freedom to say, you can go vote, but he gets to pick the winner. That's not freedom. But you know what? You know what, Democrats? We are the party of real freedom. That's right. The kind of real freedom that comes when that child has a great public school with an awesome teacher because we believe in her future. Real freedom that comes when we invest in the police and in the community so that child can walk to and from school and get home safely to her mama. Real freedom that comes when she can join a union, marry who she loves, start a family on her own terms, breathe clean air, drink pure water, worship how she wants, and live a life of purpose where she is respected for who she is.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro at the stage at the DNC.
Real freedom comes when she can look at Madam President and know that this is a nation where anything and everything is possible. That is real freedom, and that is what we are fighting for. You know, Kamala and Tim's names may be on the ballot, but it's your rights. It's our rights. It's our future and freedoms that are on the line. And you have the power to shape the future of this country. Just like our ancestors who fought for freedom on the battlefield and sat in at lunch counters so our kids could stand up. Now it's on us. It's on us, my friends, to organize in our communities and on our For You pages around three basic American principles. We value our freedom. We cherish our democracy, and we love this country. And listen, we love this country. And listen, despite our challenges, hear me on this. I want you to know I have never been more hopeful because I see in all of you the enduring promise of America. E pluribus unum, out of many one. It's not merely a motto from the past. It's our direction for the future. You see, you all give me hope, and you all have the power. So let's use that power. Let's do the hard work necessary to win this election and write the next chapter in our American story. So are you ready to protect our rights? Are you ready to secure our freedoms? And are you ready to defend our democracy? And are you ready to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz? America, let's get to work!
Folks, that was Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. He's getting him fired back up. Some of the speeches tonight have been less passionate, but Josh Shapiro taking it up a level, Dom. And when Oprah Winfrey takes the stage tonight, and we've been promised some Oprah in the house, I think everybody's going to lose their mind here in the United Center in Chicago. You're listening to special extended coverage right here on WCPT, 820 AM. We are the Devil's Advocates. I'm Krupp, that's Dom. And you are part of history right now, Dom. And you, the listener, of course, we're taking you with. And I can't wait. Again, I'm very excited about Oprah and Tim Walz, Governor Tim Walz, Coach Tim Walz. This is about the VP nominee, of course. Wednesday is for the VP. But let's go back. Let's listen a little bit more live. I believe we're going to have the National Youth Poet Laureate, Amanda Gorman.
Shall perish from this country. It falls to us to ensure that we do not fall for a people that cannot stand together, cannot stand at all. We are one family, regardless of religion, class, or color. For what defines a patriot is not just our love of liberty, but our love for one another. This is loud in our country's call because while we all love freedom, it is love that frees us all. Empathy emancipates, making us greater than hate or vanity. That is the American promise, powerful and pure. Divided, we cannot endure, but united, we can endeavor to humanize our democracy and endear democracy to humanity. And make no mistake, cohering is the hardest task history ever wrote. But tomorrow is not written by our odds of hardship, but by the audacity of our hope, by the vitality of our vote. Only now, approaching this rare air, are we aware that perhaps the American dream is no dream at all, but instead a dare to dream together. Like a million roots tethered, branching up humbly, making one tree. This is our country from many, one from battles won, our freedoms sung, our kingdom come has just begun. We redeem this sacred scene, ready for our journey from it. Together, we must birth this early republic and achieve an unearthly summit. Let us not just believe in the American dream. Let us be worthy of it. Thank you.
Amanda Gorman, Nashville Youth Poet Laureate. If you'll recall, Don, that is the very same young lady that spoke at Joe Biden's inauguration. She was talented then at 22. She's, what, 25, 26 now? Still a relatively young person, very powerful speaker. You're listening to live coverage of the DNC.
Wow, that was amazing.
Right here in Chicago, Illinois, we've got Transportation Secretary Mayor Pete Buttigieg coming up. He has been one of the best surrogates for this Harris Walz ticket. He's taken it to the Fox News.
He has, man. He's been all over. He takes on all comers anytime, any place. And Pete, a great surrogate for the campaign.
And I love the fact that he can go to biblical scripture and throw it right back in the Foxy News host's face. So Pete Buttigieg coming to the stage, then a performance by John Legend and Sheila E. My understanding, it's going to be Prince, Let's Go Crazy, Dom. And then, well, I guess we can look forward to Senator Amy Klobuchar in the 9 o'clock hour. Benjamin Ingham, who is a former Tim Walz student, and then the culmination of the Wednesday night, well, Governor Tim Walz, Coach Tim Walz, it is his night. We're going to take a quick break here coming up soon, but not yet.
Crudy, Amanda Gorman, American Dream is a dare to dream together. I mean, she's amazing. I mean, that is just some heartwarming, pulling on the heartstrings, man. Love to hear that. You know, the contrast, man. The RNC. Who is speaking so brilliantly at the RNC?
Hulk Hogan?
You know what I mean?
Dana White,
that was just the weirdest thing. He was had his speech in his hand. I saw a side shot at the RNC, and he was shaking hard, man. I'm like, man, you've been in the spotlight for a long time. Is this you're nervous on the stage? What is this reaction that you're giving? And again,
could have been adrenaline. I've had that feeling before when I've been at, you know, press conferences. I've never been able to address the RNC before, Dom.
Yeah, well,
I don't think I'd be nervous.
Dare to dream. This has been great. And again, to reiterate, Pelosi, the former speaker, Kim Jeffries, the current speaker, ripping on Donald Trump and his efforts at the January 6th to overturn the election. That needs to keep on coming. They had some videos during the speeches here at the RNC showing some of the J6 destruction.
Well, Hakeem Jeffries, not the House Speaker quite yet, but wait till November.
Right. I'm getting ahead of myself. A lot of work to do. 76 days. We'll sleep when we're dead, but there's work to do now.
And there's plenty more to come right here live from the DNC at the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. You're listening to special extended coverage on WCPT 820 AM, KTNF 950 AM, and across the great state of Wisconsin on Civic Media Stations. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back to Chicago. I've been promising you all night long. Oprah Winfrey, they're going to sneak her in. They're going to put her in. And some other fabulous speakers like Governor Westmore of Maryland, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and, of course, Coach Tim Walz, and some music. And it's not Kid Rock.
It's not Kid Rock.
Come back. More live coverage right here from the DNC Day 3 from the United Center, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Aldinger. Stevie Wonder performing Higher Ground on the third night of the convention. It's a song that he has sung at a lot of conventions in the past after he reminded voters that they're making history.
This is the moment to remember when you tell your children where you were and what you did.
The delegates also tonight heard from several Republicans, including Georgia's former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, who's endorsed President Biden and is now supporting Vice President Harris.
Our party is not civil or conservative. It's chaotic and crazy. And the only thing left to do is dump Trump.
Former President Clinton is now addressing the crowd. The keynote tonight will be given by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
the party's vice presidential nominee. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention roll call was full of cameos, music, and even Lil Jon, but Governor Tony Evers had a tough time getting through his lines. People online had a lot to say, but at least he had a good sense of humor.
Yeah, is all. I mean, it was a mistake. Life goes on.
On Twitter, Evers used his classic holy mackerel. And fans could buy booze for the first time at UW-Madison's Fieldhouse. The Badgers volleyball squad took on Bradley in an exhibition. This year, alcohol will be sold at most athletic facilities on campus, and they're currently in the middle of that rollout. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, there were a few drinks available for about $12, and they were all a big hit. People who appear to be under 40 have to scan their ID, and no one can buy more than two drinks at a time. Alcohol will be sold at Camp Randall for the first time next Friday when the Badgers take on Western Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills. And when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 50, and a mostly sunny forecast into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers and storms tomorrow night in early Friday, then clearing Friday afternoon and a high around 80. Heating up into the weekend, well into the 80s. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
I thought I had to quit opioids all on my own, but my doctor set me straight. They told me opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, just like heart disease or diabetes, that you don't manage with willpower alone. So now I take medications that work to curb the cravings, and when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I've learned that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Find out how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Thursday, final day of DNC coverage. Tonight is Kamala Harris's night. The Devil's Advocates will take you live to the United Center. You gotta listen.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. Continuing coverage from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Now, your host, Mike Crute.
This country from the Redwood
Especially
Forest.
Especially after tonight.
Love those Redwoods. To the Gulf Stream waters. I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it. But more often than not, what I've witnessed and experienced are human beings, both conservative and liberal, who may not agree with each other, but who'd still help you in a heartbeat if you were in trouble. These are the people who make me proud to say that I am an American. They are the best of America. And despite what some would have you think, we are not so different from our neighbors. When a house is on fire, we don't ask about the homeowner's race or religion. We don't wonder who their partner is or how they voted. No, we just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady, well, we try to get that cat out too. Because we are a country of people who work hard for the money. We wish our brothers and sisters well, and we pray for peace. We know all the old tricks and tropes that are designed to distract us from what actually matters, but we are beyond ridiculous tweets and lies and foolery. These are complicated times, people, and they require adult conversation. And I welcome those conversations because civilized debate is vital to democracy and it is the best of America. Now, over the last couple of nights, we have all seen brave people walk onto this stage and share their most private pain. Amanda and Josh, Caitlin, Hadley, they told us their stories of rape and incest and near-death experiences from having the state deny them the abortion that their doctor explained was medically necessary. And they've told us these things for one reason, and that is to keep what happened to them from happening to anybody else. Because if you do not have autonomy over this, if you cannot control when and how you choose to bring your children into this world and how they are raised and supported, there is no American dream. The women and men who are battling to keep us from going back to a time of desperation and shame and stone cold fear, they are the new freedom fighters. And make no mistake, they are the best of America. I want to talk now about somebody who's not with us tonight. Tessie Prevost Williams was born in New Orleans not long after the Supreme Court ruled that segregated public schools were unconstitutional. That was in 1954, same year I was born. But I didn't have to head to first grade at the all-white McDonough 19 school with a U.S. Marshal by my side like Tessie did. And when I got to school, the building wasn't empty like it was for Tessie. You see, rather than allowing Madonna to be integrated, parents pulled their kids out of the school, leaving only Tessie and two other little black girls, Gail Etienne and Leona Tate, to sit in a classroom with the windows papered over to block snipers from attacking their six-year-old bodies. Tessie passed away 6 weeks ago. And I tell this story to honor her tonight because she, like Ruby Bridges and her friends, Leona and Gail, the New Orleans Four, they were called. They broke barriers and they paid dearly for it. But it was the grace and guts and courage of women like Tessie Prevost Williams that paved the way for another young girl who 9 years later became part of the second class to integrate the public schools in Berkeley, California. And it seems to me that at school and at home, somebody did a beautiful job of showing this young girl how to challenge the people at the top and empower the people at the bottom. They showed her how to look at the world and see not just what is, but what can be. They instilled in her a passion for justice and freedom and the glorious fighting spirit necessary to pursue that passion. And soon, and very soon, we're going to be teaching our daughters and sons about how this child of an Indian mother and a Jamaican father, two idealistic, energetic immigrants, how this child grew up to become the 47th president of the United States. The best of America. You know, let me tell you this. This election isn't about us and them. It's about you and me. And what we want our futures to look like. There are choices to be made when we cast our ballot. Now, there's a certain candidate that says if we just go to the polls this one time, that we'll never have to do it again. Well, you know what? You're looking at a registered independent who's proud to vote again and again and again because I'm an American and that's what Americans do. Voting is the best of America. And I have always, since I was eligible to vote, I've always voted my values. And that is what is needed in this election now more than ever. So I'm calling on all you independents and all you undecideds. You know this is true. You know I'm telling you the truth, that values and character matter most of all. In leadership and in life. And more than anything, you know this is true, that decency and respect are on the ballot in 2024. And just plain common sense. Common sense tells you that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz can give us decency and respect. They're the ones that give it to us. So, we are Americans. We are Americans. Let us choose loyalty to the Constitution over loyalty to any individual. Because that's the best of America. And let us choose optimism over cynicism, because that's the best of America. And let us choose inclusion over retribution. Let us choose common sense over nonsense. Because that's the best of America. And let us choose the sweet promise of tomorrow over the bitter return to yesterday. We won't go back. We won't be set back, pushed back, bullied back, kicked back. We're not going back. Yeah. not going back. We're not going back. So, let us choose. Let us choose truth. Let us choose honor. And let us choose joy. Because that's the best of America. But more than anything else, let us choose freedom. Why? Because that's the best of America. We're all Americans, and together, let's all choose Kamala Harris. Thank you, Chicago. Thank you.
We promised you Oprah Winfrey. We delivered Oprah Winfrey a surprise guest appearance. Oprah Winfrey. She's very talented. She should have a TV show or something.
Yeah, something like that. Common sense over nonsense. Decency, respect on the ballot in 2024. Great speech by Oprah.
A great speech indeed, folks. You're listening to special DNC coverage right here from the United Center on 820 AM, WCPT, KTNF, 950 AM, and also across the great state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. We got many fine speaker still to come, but that an unexpected, although we warned you, she was coming. Oprah came wearing purple and laying down some lumber at the DNC tonight. We've got the Honorable Wes Moore, Governor of Maryland, coming up soon. The Honorable Pete Buttigieg, he is the Transportation Secretary. And then, let's go crazy, Dom. John Legend and Sheila E., my understanding, they're going to play some Prince as we warm up to the vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz. Coach Tim Walz, his senator, Amy Klobuchar from the great state of Minnesota, will help with the introductions. And Walz will be the culmination of the big third night, the Wednesday night here at the DNC.
Day number three, Crudy Oprah, an independent. I was unaware of her political affiliation. Certainly assumed that she was, you know, leading this way since she's addressing this crowd. And specifically addresses the independents and the undecided. Values, and character matter, man. I've been saying this, Crudy. It's shocking when I'm the one saying values and character matter, man. But Oprah says it as well, and it is so absolutely true. You want to get the weeds about governance and policy, fine. But if you don't have the values or the character to be in that position, it doesn't matter what you claim are your policies. I mean, just look at the other side. Look at Donald Trump. Doesn't matter what he says. Look at his character. Look at his values. That is what you get. And we got it for 4 years, and I don't want to go back.
Now, the governor of the great state of Maryland, Wes Moore, he is an up-and-coming rising star in the Democratic Party. He's about to speak. Let's take his speech.
Our state's economy was now closed. Thousands of workers were hours away from waking up and realizing they no longer had a job. Six Marylanders who had been on the bridge in the middle of the night fixing potholes lost their lives. And one of the first phone calls that I got that morning started with these three words. Gov, it's Kamala. She said, I know you spoke to the president, and I want you to know we are here with you every step of the way. Now, I joined the Army when I was 17. In fact, I was too young to sign the paperwork. I had to ask my mom to sign the paperwork for me because I don't have bone spurs.
Nice.
I led soldiers in combat in Afghanistan. And my training taught me that you never learn anything about anybody when times are easy.
You learn everything you need to know about somebody when times are hard and when the temperature gets turned up. And America, I saw that Kamala Harris is the right one to lead in this moment firsthand. And united, with the Almighty God's grace, we brought closure to the families of the six victims. And while many said it could take 11 months to reopen the port of Baltimore, we got it done in 11 weeks. Because that is the story of America. We are a nation of patriots who serve when the mission is hard and who serve when the destination is uncertain. And I know our history is imperfect. The unevenness of the American journey has made some skeptical. But I'm not asking you to give up your skepticism. I just want that skepticism to be your companion and not your captor. And I'm asking that you join us in the work. Because making America great doesn't mean telling people you're not wanted. And loving your country does not mean lying about its history.
Right.
Making America great means saying the ambitions of this country would be incomplete without your help. It's the legacy of those six workers who fixed potholes on a bridge while we slept, who were born in a different country, but who knew that America was big enough for them too. It's the journey. It's the journey of a man raised by a remarkable immigrant single mom, a man who felt handcuffs on his wrist at 11 years old, who now stands before you as the 63rd governor of Maryland and the first black governor in the history of our state. It's the story. It's the story of a prosecutor who defended our freedoms and had Maryland's back when we needed it most. And now, MVP, we've got your back as well. That's right. It's my fellow veteran, my brother, and the next Vice President of the United States, Tim Walz. And now, Tim knows that in the military, you count the days towards mission completion. So guess what, y'all? We have got 75 days and a wake up until Election Day. 75 days in a wake-up for us to prove what Americans can do when the pressure is on. 75 days in a wake-up for us to show that true patriots do not whine and complain. We put our heads down and we get to work. 75 days and a wake-up to build a future that those who came before us hope for, and those who come after us that they deserve. And 75 days and a wake up to elect a leader who was willing to believe in the best of us. And that leader is Kamala Harris, the next president of the United States. Thank you, God bless you, and let's leave no one behind.
That was Wes Moore, the rising star in the Democratic Party. He's been surrogating for the Harris-Walz team in the state of Wisconsin. We've seen him recently. And he left a big impression tonight. He is the governor of Maryland.
Former South Bend, Indiana mayor.
Now, Pete Mayor Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg, the very well-spoken, what a nice young man he is. Pete Buttigieg coming to the stage. Let's listen.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, Democrats. Thank you, Chicago. Here is a sentence I never thought I'd hear myself saying. I'm Pete Buttigieg, and you might recognize me from Fox News. I believe in going anywhere, anywhere, in service of a good cause, and friends, we gather in a very good cause, electing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz the next president and vice president of the United States. The choice could not be clearer. Donald Trump rants about law and order, as if he wasn't a convicted criminal running against a prosecutor. As if we were going to forget that crime was higher on his watch. Talks about the forgotten man, hoping we'll forget that the only economic promise that he actually kept was to cut taxes for the rich. And don't even get me started on his new running mate. At least Mike Pence was polite. J.D. Vance is one of those guys who thinks if you don't live the life that he has in mind for you, then you don't count. Someone who said that if you don't have kids, you have, quote, no physical commitment to the future of this country. You know, Senator, when I deployed to Afghanistan, I didn't have kids then. Many of the men and women who went outside the wire with me didn't have kids either. But let me tell you, our commitment to the future of this country was pretty damn physical. Choosing a guy like J.D. Vance to be America's next vice president sends a message. And the message is that they are doubling down on negativity and grievance. Committing to a concept of campaigning best summed up in one word, darkness. Darkness is what they are selling. The thing is, I just don't believe that America today is in the market for darkness. I believe America is ready for a better kind of politics. Yes, politics at its worst can be ugly, crushing, demeaning, but it doesn't have to be. At its best, politics can be empowering, uplifting. It can even be a kind of soulcraft. My faith teaches me that the world isn't made up of good people and bad people, but rather that each of us is capable of good and bad things. And I believe leaders matter because of what they bring out in each of us, the good or the bad. Right now, the other side is appealing to what is smallest within you. They're telling you that greatness comes from going back to the past. They're telling you that anyone different from you...
You're tuned in to Civic Media's coverage of the DNC. We'll be back to the devil's advocates and the speeches after these messages.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am your host, and I'm going to be joined by Todd Alba live in Chicago, as well as sports writer J.R. Radcliffe and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.